everyone, Lisa J here with another episode of No Pink Spandex. And with me, I have Jeremiah, Tristan, and Spy.
Yes. Trim the fat. Trim the fat.
No Seamus today. He is out spending some quality time with his madre. So just remember your madres, okay? Just remember that they exist. The ones that are alive. That especially remember the ones who are here to die. I'm so horrible. What is wrong with me?
You don't have to keep the sentence going. You could just stop.
I guess that she was trying to be inclusive of the people who may have lost a mother, but we don't need to acknowledge
that.
Just
keep going. This is horrible.
You're still
moms. All moms. Every mom. Don't be like Power Rangers. Think about your moms, okay? Just there you go. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Yes, we all have moms, not Rangers.
Hold on, I'm keeping this all in. We're moving right along.
So listen,
we have a great show for you today. We gotta tackle some news first. We got some go-go to catch up on. But first, Beast Morphers, y'all. Now, you see, we in mid-January right now. And you think like, oh, okay, I'm supposed to be seeing a promo. I'm supposed to be seeing some... something.
A like promo. They don't air promos on Nickelodeon for Power Rangers.
Something. A little something on the interweb, something. You know? So I'm thinking, okay, it's about that time. But it is kind of weird that we haven't heard anything, we haven't seen anything. It is a little suspect. So on the Instagrams, right, from Power Rangers Now and from Neo Saban folk. They were saying that, hey, Beast Morphers will be premiering later next year. I'm like, okay. Or this year, rather. Later this year. And so if I'm saying, like, later this year, I'm thinking the second half of the year, right? Like, you're not, I mean, I'm just, you know, words. Me, if it's later this year, then it's not going to be, like, the first 6 months. And I'm like, ah, that's kind of weird. It's kind of weird phrase, you know, to be premiering so late. Actually, which I found this on comicbook.com, right? So they were out here saying, hey, according to Rory Travis, our Beast Morphers Red, Beast Morphers is going to be premiering in March. And I'm like, who say what now? Say who now? So apparently, you know, the Beast Morphers cast, they're back home, they're, you know, resting up before they have to go back to the New Zealands and everything. And so while, you know, he's back home and stuff, there is an Instagram from one of these children that I guess he's, oh yes, one of the children that he is an acting coach for, says, look for our acting coach Rory Travis, March 2019, Power Rangers Beast Morphers, glad he's home for a short vacation from New Zealand. We got the chance to hang out.
Okay.
And then another little youngin, had a great time hanging with Rory Travis and some other person. I really wish he was here to continue to coach Chloe in her acting, but I'm so glad that he's the Red Ranger. Watch out for new Power Rangers coming in March.
Wait, is he hiring these people to like advertise? What are they all saying this?
No clue, no idea. So, what do you guys think? What's going on through your head right now?
Well, it makes sense because, like we said before, that Power Rangers usually starts at the end of January, which means we would be sitting there for months with no toys on the shelves for the children, and for the stunted adults like myself. So, but because the toys would hit. Like, when Hasbro would have the license, they would be able to put toys out around, like, April or so. So if you hold off the show until March, there's actually toys coming out at the same time the show's on, which makes more sense. Because they only usually air, like, what, 8 or 9 episodes before a hiatus.
A big hiatus, which is ridiculous.
Right, so if they start in March, then they would stop, you know, in the middle to end of May, which is when TV shows usually stop. So they'd actually be more in line with the real schedule and in line with getting the toys out. So it makes a lot of sense.
It seems like everybody might be rearranging their schedules. Even in Japan, they're, you know, it's restart, like starting in a different time period than normal.
Yeah, a month later.
That's right. That is true.
Yeah, they'd be starting around the same time now.
And here's the thing, too, is that for a while, I forgot when it started, but like Power Rangers, when it got to Nickelodeon, it started in February, actually. Like, you know, it's only recently, and I forgot how recent, but where we, you know, got the end of January or like middle of January. So it just kept creeping up and up, and they must be like, okay, all right, now we changing hands and changing who owns this for real now. Like, can we just put a pause on just, like, creeping up in the January? Like, this is ridiculous. Mm.
And that was kind of confusing, honestly, because, like, you would end a season and it would just seem like you just turn around and immediately start the next one. And it was like,
No promo, nothing. There was nothing to, like, bring you into, like, the new season. So, yeah, I mean, at first I'm just like, oh, what's going on? But I'm like, it makes sense. Now, y'all don't need to be starting up in no June or something. Now, I don't need.
Yeah, it's gotta like be mostly driven by the toys. I know it's also like we're getting to a point where stores aren't even restocking anymore because they aren't getting new product from Bandai. So, you'll go into a store and there'll be like 4 Morphers on clearance, and then like 2 action figures on the shelf, and probably a Legacy Pink Ranger because obviously. But, like, that's it. Like, the shelf space is so small, and they just keep shrinking it because they have no product. So, if you start a show in January and you got no product, you don't even have the brand on the shelf, that's a horrible idea.
Yeah, well, I really hope that we get a date soon, though. Something, anything. Just let us know. Let us know. And, you know, and Toy Fair is coming up in February. So, yeah, I will be there.
They gotta have something.
If they don't have something, this toy fair, I mean to say, hey Hasbro, I would love to see what you have. I would love to see. It'd be great. Be there and enjoy and revel and just drink up all that you have to say. That'd be great. We're all friends here.
We love Bumblebee.
Love! Okay. Anywho. So, yes. So, Beast Morphers, I guess we just have to wait. We just have to wait, you guys. Like, mm-hmm. You know, get used to it. Speaking of... Well, actually, it's not... You don't even have to wait that long. This is coming up right around the corner. So, Power Morphicon Express... We haven't talked about it since, like, the initial announcement, and they've been making a few announcements here and there. So, like, we just wanted to use this time as a kind of catch-all to talk about what they have in store. So, for those who are unaware, Power Morphicon Express is happening in Pasadena, Texas. Okay, a suburb of Houston, so come on, whatever. And it is April 6th and 7th, 2019. JDF and Scott teamed up to, you know, be like, hey, like, let's put this on the road. So, the first Power Morphicon Express for real, not the ones necessarily where it was called Power Morphicon Express and it was Scott who would bring out Rangers to different conventions that he would have his booth at. Not that type, but this is like a full-fledged its own convention. So let's see here. I'm on the website here and I'm guests. Okay. Jason David Frank. Duh. Paul Schreier. Awesome. Jason Fun. Thought so. Erin Cahill. Great. Steve Cardenas. Thought so. Brennan Mejia. I thought so. Nakia Baris. Great. Catherine Sutherland. Great. There are more that haven't been updated on this website. But then if you roll over, you see that there are other names. Okay. So Kerrigan Man, let's see here. Johnny Ambash, great. Blake Foster, fabulous. Oh, look, a Turbo reunion. What up? Let's see here. Reiko Chiba. Great. Yuta. Ooh, yeah, that last name. Y'all know. Thank you. So, you know, OG, pink and red. You know.
I still haven't met them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That is really crazy. Like, out of everybody.
I gotta get my ticket.
Kyle Higgins. Okay? So.
I thought we said farewell.
Yeah, didn't he die at the last Hard Rock?
Yes,
I thought that was it, the memorial service, you know.
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Yeah. So, those are the guests. And you know what? For a first time that's outside of California, you know, that's a
nice, big crowd, yeah.
Sizable guest, yeah. Right? Especially having the OG, you know, folks there. That's great. Let's see. Of course, they're not going to have any programming just of yet. Okay, sure. You know.
Yeah.
Let me see. Registration here. Registration. All right. I'm glad that you're using a different type of registration system. Okay.
It's a good sign.
Yes. Show clicks. Let me see. New York Comic Con uses it. Like, a lot of big heavy hitters actually use this. So that's great. If it works for them, should work for you. Awesome. Let's see here. General full weekend early bird price is $40. Okay. That ain't too bad. And then, you know, they don't add some taxes and fees and things. Yeah, because it's a two-day thing, right? Yeah.
How much for the Lightning Collection Ranger Slayer figure?
You're stupid. They're not... They said that they ain't gonna be doing no figures or nothing like that. Okay. But, however, VIP full weekend is $100. Let me see. VIP Saturday and Sunday admission, early admission, collectible pin and coin. Huh. All right. So let's see here. Let me see. How much are these select add-ons? Let me see. How much? The PMC Express logo pin is $10. The Paramorphicon Express coin is $20. So if you don't care about getting in early, you just save $30. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, right?
Sounds like it.
Okay, so here we go. Let me see, where is this going to be? It's going to be at some place where it's a thing and whatever. I don't know what Texas is like that, so that you can just Google Schmoogle. And let's see over here. Let me go back into here. Any other registration things? They're looking for volunteers, y'all, because they're going to be needing them, child. Okay. And what else is on here? Yeah, that's it. I don't know if they have hotels. I don't know. That's it. The reason why this is, I kind of waited to talk about it because I was kind of waiting for more information to happen. And they've announced guests. It's not like they haven't announced guests. They've been announcing guests and they've been selling tickets. But, that's it.
I'm just highly disappointed that the advertising doesn't feature the Wild West Rangers. We need them for Texas.
Because it's in Texas.
Oh, yeah, true.
we need some yeehaw action.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. Yeah, so I'm just looking for more information about what, like, where, let me see, if you're press media, you can, you know, contact them to request a pass. Okay, that's fine. Okay. But I'm just, you know, for me, and I was shocked that I haven't planned anything to go because I don't know. I was kind of waiting for more information to pop up. And so it's kind of waiting. So, you know, you guys, if you weren't able to go to PowerMorphCon last year, if you feel like you missed out and you feel like that you are closer to the Houston area and can take a trip down there, then by all means, you know, I'm not going to dissuade anybody from trying to experience a PowerMorphCon. Not going to do that because you know what, I've been to everyone and I have made myself experience and have a good time with my friends. So yeah, like, get your friends, go down there, or whatever. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, another convention, a newer convention, has popped up on the scene, child. It is called Ranger Stop and Pop Con. Have y'all heard about this?
They're expanding.
Stop and Pop?
So, Ranger Stop and Pop Con. Not Ranger Stop and Hip Hop Con. Not Ranger Stop and Drop and Roll Con. No, Ranger Stop and Pop Con. Pop and Con. So, Ranger Stop is expanding.
Drop it like a pot con.
Oh. No. Okay. All right. So, Ranger Stop and Pop Con, right, is Mikey, who is the owner of Ranger Stop, he is expanding, and he has joined forces with Karen Ashley and Nikia Baris to create this new con.
Really?
That will be happening down in Atlanta, Georgia, this June. So let me see. Learn to Stop Atlanta.com. Atlanta.com. And let me see. June 21st to the 23rd. It's happening right in downtown Atlanta at the Sheridan Hotel. And oh, look, let me see here. What guests do they have so far? Oh, they have Karen Ashley, duh. Nikia Baris, duh. They have Kel Mitchell. Okay, all right. Because it's Ranger Stop and Pop, right? So, you know, they trying to expand, child, right? Mm. And they got Walter Jones, right? So, the first thing I noticed, right, I was just like, wait a minute. Like, yo, this could be like a blurred con, though. Like, it could legit be. Like, wouldn't that be cool, though? Do you just invite every single black, like, artist or whatever? And literally, like, Ranger Stop at Hip Hop Con. Like, just roll through. Black it up, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, attendees, all are welcome. But, like, you know, we are going to be celebrating blackness. You in Atlanta too? What?
Boy, so. You know, you got it. Until you mentioned Kel, I was like, I thought you meant like Funko Pop.
Oh.
Now it's coming together.
I see.
That's the Ranger Stop people are all about, you know, selling that merch.
It is true. That'd be hilarious if they had like a legit like Funko Pop Con, like just like all pop all the time. That would be hilarious. But no, but it's like, so right here, right, they have their guests. It looks like they're gonna have about 12 guests, because they have eight more, like, hey, who's coming? Let me see here, what else do they have here? Oh, let's see how much of their tickets. See here, so right now they got a buy one get one free weekend pass, limited to 100. So for $50, right, you and a friend can go for $50.
Dang, 10 mm-hmm. bucks more than Paramore for Con Express, and you get one for free.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good deal.
So that's they got a little deal going on right here. Let me see. Friday one day is 15, Saturday one day is 20, Sunday one day is 20. Kids 3 day ages 4 to 9 is $10. 3 day weekend is $50. And let me see. VIP gold weekend pass includes Saturday night dinner party is $250. Mm-hmm. And VIP platinum weekend pass includes Saturday night dinner and Sunday breakfast is $400. So let's see here. Let's see. What else do they have here?
I like how their website has sightseeing around Atlanta.
Oh, let me look at that. Yeah.
Got a little concierge service.
Yeah.
These guys are full service.
I remember going to the World of Coca-Cola. Granted, I went there in 1996, so it may have changed since then.
I changed a little bit. But yeah, but you know, a little something here. I mean, I've been to Atlanta once. It was like a church retreat situation. So like, I had a great time. Like I loved Atlanta. It was great.
Well, I went to the Olympics.
Ooh.
And I was literally in the area where the bomb went off a half hour before it happened.
Stop!
I was like, we were in the car leaving when that news was on the radio, I'm like, I was just standing there.
Stop Jesus. It. That is crazy. That is crazy. But yeah, like, let me see. Exhibitors, if you would like to, you know, be an exhibitor, they have their prices up there. I'm not going to go down the list of things, but they have that information. Let's see. They're going to be having gaming tournaments. They're going to have, of course, your celebrity photo ops and panels, da-da-da-da-da. Let's see here. Something else. Oh, yeah. Where is it going to be? At the Sheraton Atlanta Hotel. Oh, let's see what they have here. Oh, look. I could book a room now at the group rate of $119 per night. I could do that. Oh, look. Interesting. Hmm. Interesting how. Interesting how.
That's great.
Interesting how. Yeah. Yeah. Like, we just heard about this, what, this week, pretty much. Like, they've been, like, making announcements and everything this week. And not only do they have
This is the shade right here.
They have, how much, you know, exhibitors, if they want to purchase things, whatever, you know, like, you know, apply and that sort of thing. You know, they, like, their volunteer situation, they have their volunteer application ready to go. They even added in like Atlanta sightseeing. Look at that. Look at God. Look at that. Ain't that nice?
It's a good thing we're going to Atlanta. It's a good thing we're going to Atlanta because we need all the shade we can get. Here comes the shade.
It just seems like when you have now again, okay, to be fair, right? Both of them are kind of on the same level in a sense. I mean, yes, like PMC has seen bigger crowds and that sort of thing, whatever. But the last time I went to Ranger Stop, like, I'm like, it was getting a little crowded in there. I'm just like, all right, like, you know, I need a little elbow room. Like, it's Ranger Stop is outgrowing. It's is now, because I couldn't say that in past years. Like, it is now outgrown its current location. So now we're here. We can compare the two and see how each of them do. And then, of course, they're in different locations, but they're both in the South, though. They're both in the South. Okay, one's in Houston, other one's in Atlanta. So, like, you can kind of compare and see what the deal is. You know, like, you know, will Ranger Stop and Pop get a bigger crowd because it's near the summer and that sort of thing? Like, is PMC going to be able to hold on to its name and, like, bring the crowds out that way, you know? Like, then you have Rangers kind of co-founding or investing into, like,
yeah, I didn't
names
know about
that already existing.
Is that going to be the new trend in conventions where everybody has to get, like, a celebrity sponsor now?
So it's very interesting, and that's why, I mean, I definitely want to go to both. I definitely want to see. I definitely want to experience. I definitely want to. Honestly, for me, I always like to support first time cons. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, because it's hard. It is hard, y'all. Right? A first time con. Trust me. Okay. I did like my little shindig. Little small is nothing compared to any of these. Or whatever. And it was still hard. Like, it was hard. It's very hard work. So, like, you know, I'm just saying, at the moment, okay, more teams got a little together than how do you make an announcement from, like, last year and you still don't have no hotel situation? How?
They're not popping.
Yeah, we need to... You need to get on top of this, special contributor Jason David Frank.
I just think that, I mean, and I don't know how involved JDF is. I honestly don't know. You know, so, you know, it could be that he, like, you know, is giving his money and then, all right, Scott, you handle it. Or, I mean, Giko, there are quote-unquote silent investors, even though, you know, you ain't never going to be silent, well, right? And then there are people who are more active, right? And so I just think that, you know, that, like, they have both, being JDF, Karen, and Nakia, have been posting a lot about their own conventions. Like, they have, like, that on the Instagrams and the what's in the How House, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, how... But then it really is, it's really interesting. It's really going to be interesting to see how both of these turn out. It's going to be interesting. Like, are people going to choose one over the other? Like, it's crazy.
Well, I mean, if they're only, like, you know, they're not that cheap, expensive for tickets, so I'm sure a lot of people will go to both. That if people that would go to one probably would go to both. A lot of them. People that are located in the South, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Those folks. And I'm sure JDF's... level of involvement will retroactively change with how successful it is. So that's how he rolls.
Wait. You gonna... No, that flew over my head. Say that again.
I'm saying if it's really successful, he'll be like, yeah, I was integral to the whole thing.
You stupid.
If it flops, he'll be like, I just gave him money. What? I don't know. They didn't listen to me.
You know what? I'm not even getting into that mess. Okay. So I think
are you going to cut it out if I say that this convention would be more successful if he brought rising superstar Jenna Frank with him?
We're very long to Go-Go. Okay. Go-Go. What are your overall thoughts of, like, this issue? What did you guys think?
You know, I was let down.
Really?
Yes.
Thanks.
I was oddly just too excited about, like, male pink and female blue. Really? That I was just like, yeah, loving that stuff. But yeah, and I my whole thing was I was just loving their little, like, trying to use each other's weapons and stuff, and that was fun.
I like that. Yeah,
I was so distracted by that, but I'm like, oh yeah, the plot's good too. But I'm distracted by that.
He's like, the plot's good too.
I mean, Rita's plot was good.
So yeah, let's go over Rita's plot for a sec. Just for a moment. So when we last left Rita and what's the girl's name? Adriel?
Yeah, it's an A name. I always get it mixed up.
So when we last left Rita and her, they got into that temple thing, and then we saw this skull and bones skeleton looking thing on the throne.
Skeleton warriors, da na 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 na.
I don't know that show at all, child.
What?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
You don't know Skeleton Warriors?
No.
Oh, you missed out. That was one of them CBS shows.
Yeah, of course. That's what I thought it was, because I had cable, so, like, we were good.
I was gonna say there's so many like niche shows that I'm the only one who saw them just because I never had cable TV.
I mean, I saw like an episode or two. That was good after that.
Oh man, you need some more Skeleton Warriors in your life, Tristan. Come on.
I'm good. This one, this amount. Yeah.
Oh man, I bought the trading cards. They were awesome. They're all shiny because it was the 90s. It was great.
I've never heard of this in my life. So the last time we left them is that here is this skeleton dude with the dragon dagger and a dragon coin up in there, all dead. And we're like, oh snap, here it is. We're going to see the Green Ranger. So that's how I was like, oh, okay. Then we, like, literally, first page, Green Ranger. I'm like, okay, here we are. But this was over 10,000 years ago when Dorita is looking even younger.
Right? She's looking awesome. I'm digging that outfit.
Like,
it's interesting as an alternate look.
She's not encumbered by cone boobs.
She still got the cone head though, so I'm just like, all right, like, at what point when you were like way younger did you like not have that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I almost wanted her to like have like long silky hair, you know, down to her back, you know what I mean?
Maybe she actually has horns.
Oh, that would be an interesting...
You don't know, she doesn't.
Yeah, I
want to...
Well, this artist definitely makes it look more like bull horns.
Yeah.
You know, the whole time she could have just been having that hair and that wrap covering up her horns.
Oh, actual horns. Oh, I see.
Yeah, okay. She's the front of a truck. Yeah.
That's what we need, though. We need a Rita Orange story. That's what we need. But anyway, I digress. So, we see her 10,000 years ago looking fresh, right? And she's going back and forth with this Green Ranger situation right in front of her face. No shield. However, what did you guys think about the early Green Ranger? And that storyline of going all the way back there?
Well, we got so little of it without context, so it's really hard to, you know, fully understand what's going on here, why he doesn't have a shield, because he does have, like, little, his arms are built up a little bit, so I have no idea. It's really hard to say. Like, it's giving us pieces of it, but until we get, like, more flashbacks, it's really hard to put context into it.
I don't think we need that much, because I think it's sort of like the 2017 movie, where they started out with, like, that alien group of Power Rangers.
Right.
I think this can sort of be, like, that sort of thing, where they're still hunting for the coins or whatever, and they haven't formed that team yet.
Yeah.
And Lorian.
It is the same as just a precursor, yeah.
Yeah.
Lorian, that's the name, Lorian.
Yep,
yes.
Lorian, you know, all he wanted to do was, you know, steal something and then sell it. You know, he ain't really interested in being no Power Ranger for real, real. He just want to be selling stuff and make that coin.
I just want to know it worked.
So, yeah, I think it's interesting, like, seeing, and both in this comic and in Mighty Morphin, seeing different people holding that power before the people that we know and love, you know? So, like, knowing that, like, somebody else was trying to use it, and somebody else was trying to morph, and somebody else was trying to, you know, do big things. I'm just like, I don't know this face. Like, who in the what now? Like, you need to go. Like, I don't know. It made you, like, want to root for Rita? Like, how dare you try and mess up this story? Like, no, she needs to take the Green Ranger and then make the Green Ranger and blah, 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 and this is what we know.
But this explains where it was hiding for the first, like, 15 episodes.
Crazy. So yeah, I liked it. I liked it just the way it was. You know what I mean? I don't need no Lorian backstory. I'm good. Like we good. So
we got what we needed. We've seen enough of his character.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll give us pieces because they like to go back and forth and different things. But
although, how long did it take for him to die in the cave?
10,000 years.
Centuries.
All
yes.
Those years. Like, he literally just, like, when Rita and Adriel went in there, like, he literally just died.
Just passed away.
Just died.
I just realized
that's how she knew it was time to come back.
I just realized, having looked at it again, that he has a Ninja Turtle hand.
Yeah, he's got the two fingers.
I did not notice that the first time.
That's the first thing I went to. I thought for a second they were like making, like, a Walter Jones reference.
No! I was actually thinking the same thing before, too. I'm like, hey, Walter, at least you got more fingers than that guy.
Oh, my God.
No. Oh, man. So, yeah. So, definitely not from Earth. So, we established that.
Well, he does have a red face, that all of a sudden yellow eyes.
Well, no, I mean, you noticed the hands before you saw the face, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, then, present day, we are still in this odd world dimension, whoosie what's it's, and Trini is still the Red Ranger, and Jason is still derping it up. And, go ahead.
As it should be, I said. Let's just keep these colors from now on. These five colors. Let's just stick
with
it. Like, Trini in charge and a male pink ranger, we're doing it right.
I just, like, overall, and I'm going to be jumping a little bit back and forth. Overall, I just love the dynamic of people being in their different colors, and it's showing them themselves, but different, right? Like, you have Billy, who's just like, wow, like, no, this is amazing. This is awesome. I'm fighting aliens. Oh, my gosh. How did I get like here? Done. And we're done. Like, it's amazing.
Yes.
And then you have between Kimberly and Zach, you know, like, Zach is trying to figure out, like, crap, like, why am I not aiming properly? Like, why is this hard? Like, why am I not as good at this? And then Kimberly coming up with the good idea of, like, hey, well, why don't you... Literally, she came up with Portal. So she said, yeah, like, hit this through here, and then it will come back and hit them and what and how. And, like, when you fast forward a little bit, like, Kimberly was just like, yeah, I know, like, we're back to normal now, but like I don't want to say like I felt smarter back there, but like that's what happened. I'm like, okay. As a person who wasn't like the biggest Kimberly fan when I was growing up, and then eventually I'm just like, okay, she's okay. I don't know. I felt a little offended. That like, I felt offended. I'm just like, really? I mean, I know it's true. However, I'm just like, I just immediately want to defend a girl. I'm like, you're not dumb, but you know, like literally, Zach is taking on the Kimberly persona of not being as good at this fighting thing, and mm-hmm. this kind of being on the battlefield thing, as maybe Zach would have been, you know. So yeah, like I knew, but like it was a visceral reaction. I'm just like, you're not dumb, Kimberly. Don't say that, you know. But like she's smart in other ways. Like she's not the greatest.
Take it as she was dumb. I just took it as Billy's really smart.
Yeah, like she would never come up with like, hey, let's make a portal for my arrows.
Well, yeah, sure, okay.
See, I was getting the idea that like they're actually differentiating the powers themselves, because like if you go back to the very first episode of Power Rangers, like the way Zordon talked was if everybody got their color for a very specific reason. Like he listed off their good qualities and said, that's why you have this dinosaur and you're this color. And so I get the impression that they're really trying to say that like blue goes to the smartest person on the team because the blue powers like help enhance your natural smarts. And, you know, just like red goes to the leader and all that sort of stuff. And like, so when they actually have different powers, they're experiencing each other's innate abilities and personalities. And I think that's a really interesting concept, because, you know, it actually gives you a reason to be like, you're this ranger, you know, you have a reason. And because in the back in the day, it always felt like, well, red's the leader and that's all that really matters. Mm-hmm. So here it's like they're actually just not only making them individual characters, but making the powers individual as well.
Which, I mean, I didn't read it that way, but if that were the case, I'm just like, oh,
They did say somewhere about taking a moment to adjust or something like that. So I was like, okay, well, that works.
Well, I mean, I would have to adjust too if I'm, you know, a black dude, you know, used to being the Black Ranger and all. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'm a little fluorescent. Got it. All right. Let me adjust. You know, I'm still Zach though. Let me adjust. But yeah, yes. Like, and the way it was drawn and the fights and everything, I mean, it was great. Like, it's just bright and colorful. It's great. It's wonderful. Ah, love it.
I just love that Zach's immediate reaction is, I look awesome. It's not, ew, pink, ew.
Right.
I'm awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. You know? And then it's like at some point where the battle is, you know, is about to get like, we gotta escalate this a little bit, and the rest are looking at Jason, who is still the Yellow Ranger, and he's like, what are you looking at me for? Like, hello, like, treaty's where it's at right now. You need to look forward. You know what I mean? And then she did not skip a beat. She was just like, let's do it. Yes! Mm-hmm. Great.
There's also, I like where he's like, oh, I'm fighting with an axe that's also a cosmic cannon.
Amazing.
Making reference to the fact that it was called once or twice a cosmic cannon.
A cosmic cannon. Yes. So yeah, I mean, it's just, it was great. Like, I mean, at first I was just like, all right, well, because like when you get to the end, you're like, oh, okay, it didn't really progress as much as I thought it would. But then you're looking back and I'm just like, but I had a good time. Like, I had a good time, like, with these folks trying to figure out who they are and what they're about. Meanwhile, Adriel ain't having it with Rita Child. Mm-mm. She is like, wait a minute. We went through all of this. We fought through all these men. We fought through all this traps and this and that and the third. And you gonna tell me that you gonna go back to Earth without me? Oh, hell nah. And then so she's just like, well, I was gonna like, you know, usurp, right? Is that the Is that the word?
Yes, it is.
I was going to do that way down the line, but I guess I'm going to do that now because I'm anybody got time. And skip so, mm-hmm. What do y'all think about her though? Like in general,
I liked her.
Yeah,
she was fun. I mean, you knew pretty much from the beginning that she was not going to be consequential long term, but she was fun.
I was hoping that she was going to be brought to Earth.
Yeah, I mean, she's one of the few sort of villainous characters where you could see some kind of an extra future for her that's not, like, just based on some show thing.
She actually has
some personality and some chutzpah.
I was rooting for her. At least go to Earth and then, you know, like, she'll meet her ultimate demise. Okay, fine. But, like, I was rooting for the girl. I was. Yeah. You know, but Rita, again, it was like, Rita's like, listen, we all know how this plays out, okay? You are not part of the show, so you need to go. Goodbye.
And it does sort of elevate Rita as a villainess, because I think in the original show, we just kind of took it for granted that she was the boss. Whereas here, we see, like, her demonstrate, like, powers and foresight and whatnot.
Oh, you know, she's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's actually awesome. Like, the show, she's there. She serves her function, but like.
Just kind of has a headache every once in a while.
Right. But here, I actively like her. Like, I enjoy her and look forward to her next scene where she has some sarcastic thing to say or some something. To show off her power or whatever. Like, I like her very much.
Especially when she's telling Adria, listen, you don't know about these Power Rangers, girl. Like, you may think you know, but... And so, like, I mean, even Rita, like, knowing in her mind that she feels like she can get rid of the Power Rangers anytime she feel like she wants to toy with this child and be like, listen, you don't know these people.
It's not that easy.
They're gonna mess you up.
Yeah. I like villains who actually get up and do something. And, you know, you don't want them actively involved all the time or else it takes away from them. But it was always good as a kid, you know, when you'd actually see Rita go down to Earth or Zed actually fight Tommy, stuff like that. But you have to do it sparingly, too, because then it actually gives weight behind it. And you're like, oh, they're actually going and doing something. So it's nice to see Rita actually get super involved in something, because the more involved she gets, you know, the more important it actually is long term.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you want them to show that they are actually pursuing something and not just, I'm going to just sit on this throne and just ride down on the ATV when I feel like. Once and then go back and then that's it.
I miss, like, the ATVs.
Please, we can retire the ATVs, like, legit. That could retire back where Disney was around, girl. Okay, then we get to
the Power Blaster. No.
That's what I'm saying. Near the end, when, like, it's like, you know, you have the Rangers are fighting off these other green dudes or whatever, and they're like, and then Trini's like, listen, okay, we need to get to Rita. We need to get to Rita. This is child's play. We need to, you know, find her out and figure out what she's doing. And then they, look at that. They come together, child. Oh my gosh, like one of my favorite pages.
Yes.
With all of them! And the Power Blaster! That's
beautiful. Yes.
So nice. It's so nice. And here's the thing, though. Do you think that the Rangers wasted their shot?
Oh. I do now.
they wasted their fuzzam.
Because Adriel and Rita were right there. They were practically next to each other, right? Like, really. So why would you shoot the green lady first and not Rita? If you were after Rita, if you were like, listen, we need to be done with Rita. Rita is the root of all evil, Rita. Why don't you just shoot her?
I think it just shows why Trini is not the Red Ranger full time.
You stupid!
Wow. It was insubordination.
I mean, we did see, like, a couple panels later, they do blast her, right, and she just deflects it. So, I don't know.
Well, I mean...
They might not have gotten anybody,
you know? It might not have, but, I mean, but then Rita knows... I mean, she just saw it. So, like, she knows what to expect if they do it again. So, of course she's gonna be deflected and be like, bah, you know? So, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, like, I mean, you could also say that they didn't shoot her first because they potentially wanted to get more information from her about what in the world she coming down here for. She trying to search, she trying to look for, she trying to whatever, blah, 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 blah. You know, just like how people, if, like, for some reason, hypothetically speaking, when they capture certain people when they do heinous crimes and they stay alive, they're like, well, we're getting information from them, whatever, blah, 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 whatever. Like, terrorists, for example. Terrorists just seem to happen to stay alive, y'all. Okay? And so they try to get information from these terrorists and yada, 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 whatever, whatever. So maybe they were hoping that they can get some information from Rita. And that's why they didn't shoot her first. They don't know this chick. They don't know this green girl. I'm like, okay, bye. Look, you evil. Bye. You don't need to know whatever. So, but it's a very interesting question. It's a very interesting question that they didn't shoot Rita first though. It's as if they respected her more or something. They're afraid of her more or something. You know what I mean?
Well, she was more valuable, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But then also more dangerous.
Yeah. So, you know, they even ask us, say, hey, Rita, you want to, you know, just give up quietly? Yeah, you know, like, yeah, right? And homegirl's like, no. And then they try to shoot her. They didn't even let her finish her sentence. They shoot her. She was just like, nope, been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. Okay. And here's the other thing that she says. She says, you should know I take no pleasure in what's to come. There are lines even I prefer not to cross. Farewell. She's off. Now, what that mean?
We're gonna find out.
What that mean? What line does she don't want? She does not want to cross. Cause I don't know. She'd be crossing a whole bunch of lines, back and forth.
The JDF line. Nobody wants to cross that.
You're stupid. So it's interesting. It's interesting. I'm just saying, like, they're just leaving gems. And when I want to know more, it's amazing. So, so here's the thing, though. And the last thing with Rita, though, is that we talked in the last time that we talked about Gogo, that that Babu was trying to go around, see, you know, like, oh, okay, so Goldar, you know, this Rita, you know, she. What you think about her, right? Because, you know, I'm going to be plotting some. So if you want to join, then you know you need to join me. And then going around to the different other folks saying, let's plot and whatever. So then he gathers them. And then the others are just like, it's like they see her come back to the castle, to the home base or whatever. And they're just like, y'all sure we want to do this? Y'all sure? And Babu's like, listen, I'll leave it up to you, but I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to prepare what I have prepared.
But either way.
All the while knowing that it was just some setup that Rita put him up to.
So disappointing.
Really?
Yes.
Aw.
I wanted some inter-villain drama. This was such a letdown.
I mean, I wanted that too, but I enjoy the subversion of our expectations.
No.
The idea that like we're set up for that, and they, the characters, are set up for that, but then it proves that they all actually do, for whatever reason, have loyalty to her right now.
At the last moment, like when it really,
Babu, you need justice for your people.
Exactly. that's the thing. That's what a little bit of me, I'm just like, oh man. because, and yes, Aw Man, yes, I know, we know this, we know the show, we know what we see in the show. He is not like trying to plot against her that whole time. Like, it's not, nah, it's just not. However, just to know that, like, he didn't get justice for his people, I really wanted him to, like, you know, be like, ah, I tried and then I failed, you know what I'm saying? At least a little, like, I tried and I failed, you know what I mean? But all of them got scared. They were just like, because, like, they were, you know, they, there's this feast situation going on, and Babu puts a little something in her drink or whatever. She about to drink it, and then all of them just like, no, don't drink it. No, it was Babu. He's setting you up, blah, blah, blah. He's trying to kill you, blah, blah, blah. So, and she was just like, yep, I know that. Glug, glug. Done. It's a wrap.
I wonder about that, because there is that kind of silent panel where it's just Babu just kind of, you know, not saying anything while everybody else is reacting. I wonder if maybe in his head he's like, well, let's just test this and see if, you know.
I would love it. I would love it.
You know, like, because he really would like to.
Mm-hmm. I hope that's the case. I hope it's a double cross. I would love it.
This is the long con, because she tested everybody else's loyalty, but not his.
The long con. Well, I mean, wasn't
she trusted the wrong one?
Well, wasn't his test that test of testing? Wasn't the test him testing?
Are we inceptioning the testing?
You know. So, but yeah, man, I mean, the way it's drawn too, it's just so, man, you know what? Let me just give props to the Go-Go folks, child. Like, y'all, even when changing their different artists and that sort of thing, y'all be top notch. I'm just saying, like, it's been looking quite nice. Like, it has not skipped a beat now, you know. Mighty Morphin had a little fumble, spumble, something, a little bit here and there.
Beats were skipped.
You know, but they're now getting on their path of, you know, the art looking like, okay, now we looking like a thing. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like this, I mean, when we even go down to, back when we were the teenagers and everything, and look, I'm gonna skip to the end, y'all. You got Billy and Zach, right? Billy and Zach are just like, okay, they at the computer, they're just like, and then Billy's like, listen, whoever uploaded all those history, the research papers and this, that, and the third, or whatever, like, they had to do it from somewhere, and I'm gonna find out who it is. Like, they can't just, like, whoever did it, they know who we are. I mean, what's going on? Whatever, like, you know. So then Zach is, Zach's with him, and all of a sudden you just see this blue bubble, and I'm just like, wait, what are we doing? The computer is talking back to them. Okay,
stranger danger.
Siri has gone awry.
What is this? Where is Chris Hansen?
Where is this? And then the final
have a seat
page. You see,
and this is a last page reveal that I can appreciate. I like,
really?
Yes,
do tell.
Oh, well, I mean, I like it more than seeing yet another reveal of the Joker who was behind it all. Like, I'm done with that. And I'm saying the Joker, but I just mean a popular, well-known thing that is, like, obviously behind millions and millions and millions of schemes. This is just, you know, it's a last page reveal that feels worthy of the story. You definitely did not see coming. You have questions. And the artwork, like, the art of the actual page itself is really nice. So I am intrigued and entertained.
So the last page that we talking about, y'all, is a busted up old looking Alpha 5. Okay.
Or Alpha.
Alpha, yeah. Don't say 5.
Well, listen. Okay, if for the people who do not follow all the news and the convention news and all of the things, they would not know that we are being introduced to Alpha One, right? Who is the precursor to all the alphas, okay? However, if you are a fresh new off the boat reader, you'd be like, who is this busted up old, looking old Alpha Five? Like, what happened? Like, where is this? What is going on? So,
where's the Brooklyn accent?
We don't need that. That's
yo.
That's an abomination.
I'm an old friend.
No. But yeah, no, I don't remember if we knew which issue that Alpha One was going to be introduced, but it was sure a shock to me when I'm reading and I'm just like, oh, okay. You know, so it was nice, you know, but I'm gonna need them computers to stop talking to me though, like as if I'm crazy. Like we ain't in Siri days yet. We ain't ask Google or whatever it's called. Okay, Google. We ain't no Cortana. We ain't there yet.
This is some Bandersnatch.
I had forgotten about Alpha One and I thought it was gonna be Matt. I assumed it was gonna be him, just because he knows. So. I don't know.
Oh, but then like it was in blue though, so I knew it couldn't be. It just seemed weird. Like what? He's like trapped in the computer or something.
Well, he's instant messaging him. You know, you can instant message anywhere.
I see. Thought it was an instant message. Gotcha.
Blue just mean you don't have an iPhone or something, or what does it mean?
Wait, no, that's no green. A green bubble means that you don't have an iPhone.
Blue means you do.
Yes.
So it could just be Matt on an iPhone.
It was literally saying like, wait a minute, you can hear us. Like they're talking to the computer and it can hear them.
Yes.
So
creepy AF.
Exactly. I just at that point you're like, what is going on? I'm like, oh, all right. Alpha One is actually in the Morphing Grid. Like,
He's just accessing their webcam. That's a different Black Mirror episode and a real creepy one.
He's just, you know, these teenage characters.
Like this trajectory. I don't like where we're going down this road. Nope.
He's an Black old Mirror. Friend, Lisa. He's, come on. Mm-hmm.
Return of an old friend.
Who is also a teenager. So we're just going to just keep it like that. Yep, they're all teenager robots. That's what we're going to do. Yeah, overall, though, I have to say, at first I was just like, oh, well, you know, I don't think much happened. But looking back, I'm just like, no, actually.
Quite a bit.
Things like on a personal level happened. And it was like, oh, this is kind of, I like this. I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was sort of surprised that like the battle happened and then there was like a whole like second
dang
half.
More yes
yeah
yes!
There was yeah. Oh, this alpha has three fingers too, just like that Green Ranger. Look at that.
Ooh,
it's him.
He didn't die.
His spirit got transferred.
But yeah, like I really enjoyed this comic. I did. Ryan, you still doing the thing. You are still doing the thing.
But yeah, you're right. It does feel like it's one of those things where like the Rangers get back to the base and they're like, oh, what's going on? And then you cut to Rita and she's like, oh, I have the coin. And like, that's the end of the issue. Like, that's what it feels like they would normally do in a comic.
Right.
But then there's still the whole Babu thing, talking to Bulk thing, Jason and Trini having their moment. All that stuff is thrown in. So much more stuff. And I did enjoy that Bulk stuff. That was nice.
Bulk was trying to confront Kimberly, being like, oh, really? Really? So you went out on a date and now he all depressed and now you, and that, what? So you dumped him? What? You couldn't even and then she was just like, well, actually, yada, 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 yada.
Well, so, yeah, and the fact that, really, at its core, it's he's sticking up for his friend more than anything. Like, that's the main point. Yeah, he's being a jerk about it, but he's really just standing up for his friend. And then when he finds out the truth, he's like, yeah, Skull! It's right! Skull don't need that. And then, like, the look on Kimberly's face in that last panel is amazing.
I know.
The art for this whole page, actually, for the characters, is epic. Like, it's very, very well done stuff.
The faces are very expressive.
Yo, let me tell you, Eleonora Carlini is doing the damn thing. Just saying. Like, she is doing it. Okay. I've been following her on Instagram. I'm just like, listen, anytime, Eleonora, anytime you want to come on here, girl, come on through. So.
It's good.
Yeah, GoGo has not missed a beat. Honestly, 16 issues in, there hasn't been a bad one.
For real, like, there hasn't been one of them, I mean, like, even if I could go back and be like, well, this was the weakest one. I mean, you're talking about, like, it's the weakest out of, like, but it's still, like, miles above, like, other comics I've read. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, you know.
B plus out of all the A's. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I read a lot of comics, and even if it wasn't Power Rangers, like, this is a very strong comic just in general. Like, it is so character-driven. And all the pages, like, are arranged in unique ways. Like, there's just so much here. They pack so much into one issue.
They do. Yep. And you don't even realize it until you're like, oh, wait, they like, and they make it look so easy, is, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate that.
Yep. My thing, I'm just still interested to see how much they plan to do with the Dragon Coin. Because the whole thing about this comic when it first started was, we're not doing Tommy stuff. So.
Or you're not doing Tommy stuff for a while. You know, like, it's, like, literally.
Well, I think the main thing would be, we don't want exclusively Tommy stuff. If we want, like, Tommy interacting with everybody, I'm sure they would find a way to do it, and we would love it.
Yeah, I don't need, but here's the thing. What I don't need it is to become the Tommy show. You know,
because I don't even want it to have that chance to.
Yeah, I just don't want him to show up. Like, I'm sure they could do. Ryan could do wonderful things with him. I just, especially after all the Draken, I just like, and then the Soul Draken. I'm just like, I just don't. I just want one comic where Tommy is never a factor. Just don't. Just no Tommy.
But I mean, it is called GoGo Power Rangers. At some point, you're going to cross into it where the character is going to appear. Like, it's going to happen.
I'm asking why, because this clearly isn't following original MMPR for a million different reasons. So there's nothing that says he has to show up.
True.
Okay. Well, I mean, they just went on a whole mission for the green coin. She doesn't want to cross the line, but she's got to.
I'm saying in general, like, they didn't have to introduce the coin. There was nothing that said that Tommy ever had to eventually show up. This is a world, again, this is a world where different events have happened. I mean, come on.
Eventually, the man is going to be, like, that is, like, the crux of why Mighty Morphin is Mighty Morphin, right? But it's the notion of how long can they hold off to how they get there. And
right, what does eventually mean?
You know, so like, am I saying the boy needs to show up tomorrow? No, I think they still have more to talk about and more to explore, right? But eventually, maybe 2 years from now, like, is it going to feel a little odd that, like, homeboy hasn't even, like, shown a mullet yet? Like, you know what I mean? Like, like, at some point it's going to feel like, okay, they're stalling, you know? So, but it depends. It depends. They might do another alternate universe with another alternate universe and another alternate universe with alternate universes within alternate interdimensions, alternate universes. So we'll see. We will see.
Yeah. I just don't see anything that tells me Tommy has to be there at all.
He doesn't have to.
I don't.
No. Well, is it that you really don't want it to happen? Like, that's, I mean,
Well, I would say both.
Yeah, and I've always felt like Tommy's a crutch. Tommy is a huge crutch because he's so much more flash than he is substance. And I'm sure he could, Brian could do amazing things to add substance to him.
Yeah.
But I also feel like Tommy is one of those like go-to things that people jump to, you know, just, I don't know. Like he's a gimmick. He is a gimmick in the concept of the Six Ranger in general is just the biggest gimmick in the world. And he's, you know, the archetype of that whole concept. And I'm just like, there's just so much more. Like every time we get an issue, we get these more little pieces of characters. And I'm like, you could go forever giving me all these different pieces of all these different characters before you ever even have to mention the name Tommy.
So here's the thing, true, right? You weren't the biggest fan of Jason, right?
Yeah.
In fact, there are some people on this podcast who wasn't the biggest fan of MMPR in general and thought that the characters one-dimensional, nothing really too much to them, yada 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 yada. But then we get this comic and then they are exploring these people to make us actually care about these characters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is that to say that 3 years, 4 years from now, okay, I'll even tack on some more years, right? get to like a little strand of hair from a mullet from a dude that just moved in. You know, do you see what I'm saying? And then they explore that character way before he's even a Power Ranger or anything like that, even touches a power coin. Like, I mean, for me, I personally would like to see something of substance with him before any Power Ranger, he even is even near a Power Ranger. Do you see what I'm saying? So that's why I'm not saying like, yo, he come in tomorrow, he's morphing, because that's a little too soon. But I don't mind if he, you know, a little toe, you know, a couple years from now, a little toe. So because then you know that it's with a writer if Ryan is still, oh Lord, what if Ryan doesn't keep writing for Coco?
Yeah, for real, that's the thing. He could leave tomorrow. And the very next issue, since we've already quote-unquote set it up, is Tommy back again. That's the kind of thing that has happened in comics and can easily happen. I mean,
yeah, I don't actually know. That's why I don't even like the setup. It was fine story, but I still just don't like that we're, you know, they put that out in the world of the green, the coin is here and something's going to be done with it soon. It just makes me
nervous.
Please don't. You don't have to.
But it's Ryan, though. We're not going to put out in the universe that he's going tomorrow, because Jesus, that is not what we want to see in our future, okay? But if it was Ryan, how would you feel? How would you feel trusting in him? Let's say he dibble-dabbles into Tommy showing up sooner than you would like. What would you?
I mean, I trust him more than I would trust pretty much anybody based on what he's shown us. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, again, I'm just like, this is your own universe, really. You can do anything you want. You can make a universe where there is no Tommy. You can make a universe where somebody else is the Green Ranger if you want to. Like,
but that, you know, I ain't gonna fly with Sabah. I mean, sorry, Hasbro. Gotta get used to saying Hasbro. You know, I ain't gonna fly with them, though. Like, you know,
I think it depends on how it's done, though.
Give us that female Tommy we wanted from that movie sequel that never happened.
That's right. I'm just saying. But, like, eventually, like, yes, you can go down all your paths. Like, I can imagine, like, one of them suits saying, listen, you can go down all them paths, right? However, comma, if it don't end up like this, eventually, sometime down the road, we gonna have a problem. Because there's certain staples that have that, like, you know, that's why, like, Mighty Morphin is the way the Mighty Morphin is. But it's how you get there is really the,
What you're saying is we need to bombard Ryan with the hashtag Tommy with an I.
Yes.
Hashtag Tommy with an I. Send that to Ryan all day or day.
I'm just saying, who says that it needs to be white or green and then white? Why can't they just both show up together? Have one be Tommy and one be somebody new.
I like it.
It's gonna and be then Curtis. Tommy kills off the dude that was white and be like, listen, there could only be one.
Yeah, that could be one.
There could only be one. You know what?
And he has dragon powers. Great.
As much as I want justice for Matt, I don't need to see Matt as a Power Ranger. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But he has one thing going for him. He's not Tommy.
Oh, boy, this Tommy hate y'all.
Until we reveal that he was just going by his middle name this whole time.
Well, and you have to be honest. This stuff breeds the Tommy hate. Like, with all of the nonstop Tommy in the mainline comic, like, they're asking for me to want less and less Tommy. Because say what you will, maybe there was a little break. The first 30 issues were about Tommy.
Yeah. I mean, of course, there was
partially
other stuff,
it was Tommy and Billy and their misadventures, so whatever, like, leave me alone.
Yeah, and there was one issue about Zach. Great.
Come on. Like, there was a Tommy on the team, and then they were fighting Tommy. Like, yeah, at the same time, like, yeah, that's okay. Come on.
Yeah, and then other teams were fighting different Tommies. Yeah, it was a lot. It's a lot.
The only prescription were Tommy.
It was a lot. However, I think even looking back at that comic, it wasn't. You didn't really explore. You explored more of what Draken is and not what more of Tommy is. Like it taught me, like, if you kind of think about it, Tommy was a second fiddle to Draken. You know what I mean? Like, Draken was this, you know, he was the steam stealer. He just took up all the air. Like, everything was just Draken.
Did you just say Tommy played second fiddle to Tommy?
I did.
Don't forget all those issues where they fought the black dragon. Who was Tommy?
So, what I'm saying is that we barely knew the actual Tom. Like, we barely knew what that dude was. Like, it was just going down the trajectory of this new hotness. You know what I'm saying? And so I get why a person looking at it being like, all right, I've had enough Tommy in general, like, because, like, we've had Tommy against Tommy against Tommy, Tommy against, I get it. If you look at it from the other side, it's just like, well, like, we still really don't know the original one. Like, we really don't know him. Like, okay, he's a new dude. He, you know, likes Kimberly, whoop-de-woo, like, fine. And he overcame some obstacles. Woo, like, that's what we knew from the TV show. Like, we really don't know anything about actual Tommy. So.
Remember that issue where he died? That was cool.
And it was a lot of shock and awe. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of things that were happening to original Tommy and not really knowing who the bleep he was, you know? So.
And then Tommy comes back and I'm disappointed.
Yes, and then on the third day he rose again.
Stupid.
Yeah.
So done. So yes. So to take Jer's point, there were a lot of gimmicks in the first one that were, like, heavily, like, oh my gosh, in the moment you're just like, oh my gosh, this is happening, whatever, but we really didn't know, we don't know this dude, we know Draken, we know through and through Draken, we know Draken, and Draken needs to lay to rest, I will agree, 100%, I don't need to see Draken again, like, I'm good. Except for the pops, which I bought. I don't need to see Draken again.
Don't forget that time the dragon killed Zio Tommy.
Oh my gosh! Wow! Can you not bring that up to me like that? I'm not here for that. So
where
in
the world
again.
Is Zio Ranger 5 dead?
So I totally agree. Like, but I would say that literally original one. I don't know. Like, he's the same dude that we know from freaking the TV show. So. So, but I get it. I get what y'all saying. I do. I just want to give another point of view. The end.
Blah. No. Nah.
Show's done. That's why I'm not. Anything else about Go-Go before we leave? Anything else that you want to, you wish? Oh, like, what do you guys predict for 17? Like, where are we going? Like, where are we going with this?
Yeah, I don't know why Alpha 1 would be hanging around uploading homework.
Yeah, it feels like maybe it's like a time travel deal. Like, how does he know that that's...
between dimensions or something?
Yeah, why is he giving them homework and stuff? Like, what's that?
He's, like, covering for them. He's literally, like, you know, like, all those times where we wonder, like, where are these children's parents? And why aren't these parents asking for them? And blah, 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 blah. Like, he's, like, literally on the phone, like, so, yes, hi, I have Trini here, and she is doing extra credit at this school. Like, I guess, like, was he, like, the answer to, like, why they're gone for such a long time and he's just covering for them?
Well, why is it him and not Zordon and Alpha 5?
Man, Zordon doesn't do anything.
Zordon is just trying to find the meaning of life, you know? He's just trying to go through different dimensions and go to the Master Morpher people. What is them called again?
The Morphin Masters, yeah.
The Morphin Masters or whatever. Yeah, he's just trying to figure out his life. He don't got no time for these children.
I'm just like, please find something else to do with the coin besides make a ranger. Find anything else to do with it. Please.
He needs justice. Make him use it.
But she literally said that she's going to make it ranger.
Like yes, but like make it Matt.
Have someone steal it for a while and then it's just gone. Like,
well, wait, isn't she supposed to offer it to Zach?
Oh, she did.
I mean, technically, this is a different timeline than the main line. It is, but yeah. Like, mm-hmm,
sure. But they've crossed each other and whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder if... And on that note, I think we're going to end the show. But just leave it there.
Dun, dun, dun.